You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, though, it is time for a trending report. Let's report on what's going on around your world. We'll start with a little bit of sports news. The Rockies had a really nice winning streak until yesterday. They lost yesterday to the Diamondbacks, but they've been on a pretty good roll lately. Problem is, now they have to go back on the road. They'll be at Wrigley Field in Chicago against the Cubbies for the next few days. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
The Broncos won their second preseason game. They whipped the Seahawks in Seattle. Did you and the Irons watch any of that?
It's funny. We were trying to find it on TV, and we couldn't find it. I don't know what channel it was. Was it? I don't know if I get that. That could be part of it.
Hook up the little rabbit ear things.
I'm good.
Broncos will play their final preseason game this Saturday night against the LA Rams at Mile High Stadium. And then the season starts for the Broncos on the 12th, I want to say. Yeah, the 12th.
All right. I was telling Nicole it's almost crockpot season.
And time for her to fly her flag.
That's right. Get the Broncos flag out and get some chili in the crockpot.
If you're big on playing the Powerball game, here's big news for you. Powerball is going to shift to 3 drawings a week instead of 2. Yeah. First time they've done anything like that since it launched 29 years ago. One of the directors says that people... This is an interesting story, Jer. He says that people experience, and these are his words, jackpot fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And what he means by that is that every once in a while, these jackpots will get up to like $1 billion or something, and that's what gets everybody into a frenzy.
That's when they make the money.
But people aren't as excited when the jackpots are below a piddling $400 million.
Right.
And I get that. I mean, how are we expected to get by on just like $200
million?
You barely
squeak by with that, Dom.
I don't understand.
Ridiculous.
So anyway, so they'll go to 3 times a week, which will allegedly build the jackpots quicker.
Yes, right? Correct.
Because they increase it every time there's not a winner.
So is that what, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday now, I guess?
I just thought it was 3 days a week.
Yeah, I think it's those days now. Don't quote me.
The people over at Mega Millions say they're also interested in ways of staying top of mind, but for now they won't add any additional drawings. I think they might keep an eye on
how this goes.
Powerball does.
Yeah.
And then lastly, I want to do a quick little... tribute. I don't want this person's death to go unnoticed, even though I would imagine a majority of people under the age of 40 or 50 will say, who's that? But Don Everly passed away over the weekend, and he was part of the duo known as the Everly Brothers. They had their big streak of hits in the late 50s, early 60s, but they were absolutely pioneers in rock and roll. And they were put into the very first ever class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1986, along with people like Elvis and Little Richard and Buddy Holly and Ray Charles.
What'd they sing? Like what would I know?
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness.
I know that one.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
So good.
Yeah. Dream.
Okay, you can stop now.
Dream.
Yeah, that's fine.
We had a bunch of hits, and there are multiple rock and roll acts who say they wouldn't have even been around if it hadn't been for the Everly Brothers who influenced them.
That's a bummer.
Phil Everly died, I think, 7 years ago, and Don Everly, the last of the Everly Brothers, sadly passed away this weekend, and I just wanted to acknowledge...
Well done.
...that the job that we do here is because of rock and roll music, and... It wouldn't maybe even sound like it does if it wasn't for the Everly Brothers. What else is trending?
Some of the COVID chaos floating around. You know, a lot of bars and restaurants are making people show their vaccine cards to get in now. Mm-hmm. And there's digital versions that you can have on your phone or your little, you know, the little piece of paper that you get. And the digital versions on your phone have a QR code that you can scan, which is just so convenient to have to pull out your phone and make, you know, people scan that code. So now a 22-year-old in Italy is going viral after he got a QR code tattooed on his upper arm that links to his vaccine status. I guess he tested it out at a Mickey D's that requires proof out there, and it worked. He said he was looking to get a tattoo anyway, and this one is super unique. His parents aren't thrilled, though. They told him to stop being so impulsive. Brian, stop it. But yeah, I could see this little trend catching on now where, you know, 20-somethings are getting the QR codes.
You have to get it exactly right.
I know. I was looking at it, and it's really well done. But I would imagine over the next few months it might get a little funky, or years, you know, to where it's just a big square blob eventually. Yeah, it used to be
but
a QR
code. But, you know,
you
would always have a story about that, what
you
that
sure
tattoo
would.
Represents.
It was a different time. Oh, my God, Dom, I'm so excited. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are expecting their second baby. Oh, my God. No official word yet from Kylie, but the internet has pretty much adopted this as fact. And sources say that the family is, quote, thrilled. We are just thrilled for Kai. They already have a 3-year-old named Stormy. And when Stormy came rolling around, Kylie kept that pregnancy entirely hidden until she gave birth. So who knows if we'll get confirmation from Kai or not, Dom. Oh boy.
Okay.
Okay, who cares? what else we got? We got the Powerball. Here's Toys R Us. Nearly all Toys R Us locations in the U.S. closed in 2018. The company liquidated most of its assets. Then they came struggling back in 2019 and reopened 2 stores. One in Houston and the other in New Jersey, but both of those shut down in January of this year. Well, Toys R Us is rising from the ashes yet again.
My goodness.
It's going to be returning in 2022 with 400 locations, but there are many locations inside Macy's stores nationwide.
Oh, so it'll just be an aisle.
It's just going to be a little, yeah, a Toys R Us end cap, more or less.
That actually makes sense.
I think it'll be fine. I think it's going to be okay. They're also going to be online at Macy's.com/Toys R Us, so you can buy toys there. But yeah, although
I'm not knocking Macy's, but this would have made more sense if they had reached a partnership agreement with, for instance, Costco, Walmart, Target.
Much better.
One of those rather than mall stores.
And I think, if I recall, Macy's isn't doing that hot right now either. So,
well, this might be a way that helps both of them, I guess.
Maybe. We shall see.
Hey, that's an interesting idea. They should have done that the first time they tried to get reborn.
I know. So anyway, I'm slightly excited. I mean, you know, I shed a tear in 2018 when they closed down.
Well, there's a Macy's near your house. So they have one.
There is. No.
Phone?
Well, yeah, but you know what? I think that one has actually shifted and turned to just online pickups, I want to say. I think. I don't know. I haven't been in a mall, Dom, in so long. We drove by Southwest Plaza Mall yesterday, and the kids were like, "You want to go in the mall?" And Nicole and I at the same time said, "No." No, thank you.
Funny. The last time I was inside a mall was when they were rebuilding Southwest Plaza, and it was all completely torn apart.
Which was cool to see.
And a friend and I walked through it just when it was a construction zone, because you could still go in.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
And that's the last time I was in one, was when it was actually
you
like a war zone.
You could see the guts of it, huh?
You saw the guts of SWP.
Some fashion news. I guess multiple luxury brands are putting out baggy flared dress pants, which a lot of people are saying have a bell bottom vibe, Dom.
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome. Is that high school for you? Did you wear bell bottoms?
I had some in middle school.
Yeah. It's got a really wide opening at the bottom, yada, yada, yada. It's going to hide your shoes. So they're bell bottoms. They sure are. And then finally, I love this story. Dom, you might want to get this for your goofy cat. There's a furniture company in Japan called Dino's, and they're selling a table with a hole in the middle so your cat can stick its head up and see what's going on from underneath.
It's a hilarious picture.
Little platform that they can sit on, their little head sticks out, and they can reach their paws out and swat stuff, you know, while it's on the table. $1,500 for this table with a hole in it. But it is funny. It's like a little whack-a-mole. This little cat's head pops up. It's like, what are you guys doing? What's for dinner?
It's kind of funny.
It's on our Facebook if you want to check it out. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Speaking of Facebook, it's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. And you know how I am, you guys, about these competitive eating videos. Competitive eater named Rihanna, some wonderful lady. She just conquered a 10-pound burrito challenge at some taco place in Texas. They said if you can eat the whole thing in 1 hour, your meal is free. And she did it in just under 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's
they
disgusting
sped up the video
and fascinating.
Too, so you can see the whole thing. You can watch the whole thing in less than 2 minutes.
It's really
right?
quick, yeah. But the size of the burrito, and she's a tiny little woman.
They always are.
It's amazing. Anyway, it's on our Facebook. Check it out. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.